Wednesday, November 29th. Our first thing this morning on a lot of miscellaneous stuff said he wants to get things going now on the foundation, and he wants Ehrlichman, Colson, and me to get together on the list of who we should purge, what people we can change. Colson's plans for his outside organization and the inside structure to work with it, and so on. He wants to be sure that Colson steers Ehrlichman the right way on all of this also. He were miscellaneous personnel items then and during the day. Thinks we ought to consider Gray for Secretary of the Navy. Push Malik to GSA. Don't let him take OEP. Save OEP for the right person. I tried GSA on Malik and he won't take that. And is very disappointed in the whole situation, but I think in the long run I'll end up going back and taking the deputy job with Roy Ash. Wants to know where we use Barbara Franklin. Thinks we ought to use her in the political office, or at least consider that. Wanted a checkmate on Evel Younger for FBI or for Deputy Attorney General. Heard what we're doing on Hodgson. Said Rumsfeld can have the OEP. He'd be good on that. Great for foreign policy and so on. Then he could change later. Wants to consider Bull as appointment secretary. We've got to have a guy who loves people. Need to work Rogers and Bazzano into the political group. Picked up Mitchell's suggestion of Oglethorpe for the FBI and wanted me to have Ehrlichman check that out and also talk to Charlie McWhorter. And that is a possibility. One big item today was the whole Bush-Dole situation. President talked to Bush this morning, told him how we stood with Dole yesterday, and then said that Bush should do nothing until he hears from Dole, but that when he does, he should take the hard line that it must be named as soon as the committee can act. And that because he's got to bring the new ambassador up and indoctrinate him and so on. President told me to tell Dole that I had great news, that we got Bush, but now we have to play it with great skill. Dole should come up to Camp David next Wednesday to finalize it with the president, and that he should take the initiative, that he should go ahead and talk to Bush, but the president has told Bush that he's his choice, and that's set. The sooner we can get the word out and name the thing publicly, the better. President said if this poses a problem, we should let the whole thing go public and fight it out with Dole if necessary. I got a hold of Dole and gave him that message, and he got the point. He at least seemed to. And said he would talk to Bush, that he was in New York and would talk to him in the morning. Also, he was going to be talking to John Mitchell and would review it with him. President got all excited about the Pat Nixon January 1st thing. They've decided now not to go to San Clemente because of the drowns. And so he's going to stay in Florida, but still thinks she ought to go out. He raised it with her at dinner. Apparently, and she's agreed to do it. Now, the president wants me to push the thing through with Klein, etc., and get it set up, which I'll do. We got into the Kissinger problem a little. I met with Al Haig, the president's request, and told him that we were going to have to do something to deal with the problem, that we'd probably have to bite the bullet soon, but in the meantime we had to get things under control. Al said he understood perfectly, that he was very concerned. Henry, in his view, is completely paranoid, is on an up and down cycle all the time, that he is bottomed out on his down cycle now and is coming back up, but was in absolutely terrible shape in Paris last week and handled things very badly because of it. And that he was in even worse shape in Vietnam before that, and basically the screw-up was Henry's fault in that he committed to a final negotiation and settlement before he really should have, which really screwed things up with the North Vietnamese and the South Vietnamese. Al feels that Henry needs a very good long vacation and that we should be sure he gets it. He thinks the trip this week will go all right and that the deal is locked now, so there's no problem in Henry going. But as soon as he gets that done and gets back, he should take off. Said he understood completely the problem of the Italian woman's article, and that Henry understands it too, but that was part of the paranoid type stuff and just one of those things. Apparently the meeting with the South Vietnamese envoy didn't go very well. The president spent a long time with him, about 2.5 hours, and the net result was the president softened a little bit, which was bad, and they're going to have to meet tomorrow to try to clean that up. But the South Vietnamese, after the meeting, came back and told Henry to tell the president that they would probably have to go it alone, and that we should just go in, make a settlement to get our prisoners back and stop the fighting as far as we're concerned, let the Vietnamese go on fighting it out. They don't seem to understand that our Congress won't continue to supply them if they take that route, and that they have to go along with us on the settlement. Point which Henry will have to get across to him and the president in the meeting tomorrow. End of November 29th.